you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are out here at Urban Star Bar in the Galleria, in the Hyatt Regency Galleria. And you, if you missed the last hour, you missed Adrian Peterson. He's still here, but I don't think he's going to be here much longer. But we probably took some time away from the fans with a little extra long interview, but not going to apologize for that because that was a lot of fun. I think we learned a lot about him there, and I really enjoyed that interview. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, and AJ, what are the odds that that was a damn good interview?
I don't know. You tell me. The people seem to think it was pretty good. That's what matters to me, if the people liked it.
Yeah, I was excited about that one to begin with, and you know, he was really, I think, very open about things and, you know, talked about everything. So,
yeah. God, Mac Brown, what a dummy. I mean, this guy, listen, sometimes you got to tell a white lie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I couldn't. I guess the way I would have phrased it is, well, we've got Cedric Benson. He's really good. But you know what? If you're better than him, you're gonna get a chance. But if anything, I'm not going to fault Mac for being honest, but it did cost him some guys. I mean, telling Manziel he's going to play safety, and Jameis Winston, you mentioned that. And that's probably why he's, probably one of the reasons that he's not coaching anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would have – you know, and we talked about that at the time. There was – how much fun it would have been to see him and Vince Young on that team.
Oh, man.
You imagine the star power. I mean, there was already a ton of star power in that championship game against USC. You add Adrian Peterson to that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
And Adrian Peterson also could have been at USC.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty wild to think about.
Yeah, with Reggie Bush and Lindale White.
Yep.
That was a pretty good crew they had, too. Disco says, I'm in the car with my mom. What are the odds we can keep this appropriate so I'm not embarrassed? 50-50.
Does her mom know about the time that she made out with that random stranger?
Probably.
Yeah.
Which random
probably
stranger?
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
The one, not that time, the other time.
So, NBA draft tomorrow, I know you're going to write on it. Did you see that Mo Bamba has basically told the Grizzlies not to draft him?
Yeah. Not only that, but it's not just the Grizzlies. Mo Bamba didn't turn in a physical to the Sacramento Kings. So, I don't know, man. To me, and neither did Luka Doncic, by the way. So, it's not just him. But to me, you want to give yourself the best chance to make as much money as you can. I don't know. What's wrong with Memphis? Why is that a bad place to go?
Chandler Parsons. did you see that they may be willing to trade the number 4 pick just to get rid of Parsons?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's and I think that's kind of a cautionary tell for Clint Capella. If somebody signs him to a big, not that I think he's, I don't know if he's better than. I mean, look, Chandler Parsons was really good when he was here.
Yeah,
but also
he just wasn't a superstar.
But he was a system guy. He fit a system really well. And that's kind of how I feel about Clint Capella. But, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with the Grizzlies. See that Popovich met with Kawhi Leonard again?
Yeah. Do you think that ship sailed?
I think it has. I have a theory, and it's funny because I was talking to Rachel about this today after I accidentally almost spoke to someone who I thought was her. But do we not give Tim Duncan enough credit for being the reason that team was as great for as long as it was? Because you always talk about, Kobe and the Lakers and wherever LeBron goes. But, Popovich deserves a lot of credit, but are we understating just how great Tim Duncan was? I know he's not as sexy as
those
guys.
He's the greatest power forward that's ever played basketball. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but, we're talking about all-time greats. I mean, his name never comes up because he's not sexy. He's not a guy who was out making a lot of headlines. I mean, I guess he banged a teammate's wife or something.
No,
like that.
No, that was Tony Parker.
Yeah, maybe it was both of them. I don't know. No, but I mean, other than that, they didn't really. And playing in San Antonio, you're not going to get the sex appeal that Kobe's getting in L.A. But and he looked a little bit like a dinosaur. But that guy, I mean, that team had so much success, and I think a lot of it was because of him. And even, the last couple of years, I they're just not the same team. And even at the end of his career, when he wasn't as good, he still did everything right.
He's very much like David Robinson. I mean, he went underappreciated because he wasn't flashy. There was no flash. There was no flair. It was very businesslike. But he was always very good. And, I think if anybody questions the greatness of Tim Duncan, they're kind of foolish. But I just think
from an individual. I mean,
are you saying like maybe we give Popovich too much credit?
Well, I'm saying Popovich in the Spurs system. But the reality is, just like, hey, what were the Rockets without Akeem? I kind of think, what are the Spurs without Tim Duncan? I mean, Kawhi Leonard's a great player, but he's not playing right now. And even with him, they weren't going anywhere this year.
Right.
I don't know if he gets enough credit for the player. That's all.
I think that's fair. And obviously, the Popovich and Duncan eras basically went hand in hand. But and they were always great when he was there. But the fact that, 2 years, 2016-17, they won 61 games. Last year they went 47-35. I mean, they're still playing at a pretty high level.
I'm not playing at a championship level, though. I mean, 61 games is nice, but the Rockets won 65 this year, too.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, in Duncan's last season, they won 67 games, and it wasn't because of Tim Duncan. I mean, Tim Duncan at that point was like the fifth best player on the team. But they had also brought in LaMarcus by then. They had Kawhi Leonard by then. I mean,
he was still pretty damn effective. Yeah, he wasn't the superstar Tim Duncan. And I think part of it was his style of play being so technically sound that even at the end, he had a big impact on the game for the time he was in there. And I know he didn't play as many minutes or as many games, but I just don't know that they'll ever be what they were without him.
I don't know either. I know San Antonio had hoped that LaMarcus Aldridge would just sort of take that torch, and they looked at him as a guy who could do a lot of the things that Tim Duncan could do. LaMarcus just isn't as good as Tim Duncan, which isn't like
– yeah.
That's not a knock on – LaMarcus Aldridge is really, really good.
Yeah.
He's just not Tim Duncan.
And that's the thing. I don't want to get into the whole, oh, well, I'm saying this guy's better, so that means I'm
– dogging the other
sucks.
Guy, right.
Yeah, it's not that at all. It's just I'm just kind of – I think in the end – it's just like the Belichick-Brady argument. I kind of think that – I don't think Duncan gets included in that argument, whether it's Duncan or Popovich. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's fair because
– because people are quick to put Greg Popovich in the greatest coach conversation.
Right. And I'm not saying he's not.
Yeah.
I want to make that clear, too. I'm not dogging him at all. I just think that Duncan had a little bit more to do with it than maybe people give him credit for.
I don't disagree with you because anytime we talk about greatest coach, the other name at the top of that list is Phil Jackson, who coached it over the course of his career, coached Jordan and Pippen and then Shaq and Kobe. So we always say, okay, yeah, he was great, but he had these guys. But, yeah, when people talk about Popovich, rarely do they bring up that, yeah, Popovich is a great coach, but he also had Tim Duncan the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
All right, do we have anything here, John?
Gulfgate Dodge. That's right. It's Gulfgate time, Fred. Why'd you slam your headphones down? Ruin my read. It's Gulfgate time. And right now, there's huge savings. The Jeep Celebration event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Gulfgate's your savings headquarter Monday through Friday and every Sunday. You lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month right now. You need a lift? You got it. For a limited time, free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. How about that? You'll find savings all over the lot. How about a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195. And when you purchase any new Ram, guess what? Free lift kit. You're getting free lift kits all over the lot at Gulfgate Dodge. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry down to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at GulfgateDodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TT&L, Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab. Must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Urban Star Bar, which is in the Hyatt Regency Galleria. And Adrian Peterson no longer here. You know who else is leaving to go get his replica ring? Jordan.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? I don't know what you guys are going to do with that. You guys are such losers. Everybody's going to try to wear that thing around and pretend like they're hot noise. Everyone says they're not wearing it. Trust me. Yeah. You walk around the streets, you're going to see people wearing those two. It's not a piece of history. It's a piece of plastic, okay? It ain't a piece of history. Trust me.
See, I could say, if you were going to get one for your kids, I could see that. For kids, it might be fun.
Jordan, how many kids do you have? Zero. Yeah. How many kids does Tyler have? Zero.
Yeah.
Trust me, these guys aren't going for that. They're going. They want to. They're going to look at themselves in the mirror.
Yeah, at least, unlike Tyler, Jordan has a girlfriend, but he's not going to have one for long.
They're
going to
post
doing stuff like this.
Post it on Instagram. Check out my World Series ring. Oh, these guys are such losers.
Couple of things. It's so weird, man. But my friends who came up to the show at the end the other night, Chris and Dwayne. Chris used to run a poker game. Over off of Richmond out of his house, and it was a really good game. I mean, he played tournaments and then had real good cash games, and there were a lot of good players that went through there. This has been like 5 days in a row that I've run into somebody that I play. It's been 10 years since I played there because he had to go get married and have kids and stuff and move up north, so no more poker. But it's weird, man. It's like I've run into like five or six people in the last 5 days that I played poker with in those games. I missed that game because there were really good players. You knew everybody there, and even if you lost, you had fun because you would talk about other stuff. It was one of the best games I've ever played in. So it's just kind of weird that I keep running into these guys. A couple things from Twitter on my home or from the text line on my home way home from work, and I work in Deer Park and drive to the Spring Woodlands. Woo! And I hope you're not getting rained on. So I look forward to your show every day and have been listening for years. Just want to say I appreciate you guys, and Fred, please don't retire anytime soon. Blitzer Jared. Thank you, Jared. Well, if you don't want me to retire, then you need to root for another divorce because I won't be able to afford to retire if I have to go through that again, which, 50-50.
That's what I'm rooting for.
And then, I wonder sometimes if people are actually listening to the conversation or if they just are looking for something to be dickweeds about. 409, Fred, that's a dumb argument. What would any team be without their best player? That's not a knock on Pop. Players play. That wasn't the conversation.
The conversation was, do we not give Tim Duncan enough credit?
Yeah. And so basically, if you're saying that's their best player, then maybe you're agreeing with me. Jeez. Pay attention to the conversation before you hit send. You're the one who looks dumb. That's about a 4 IQ. Man, I hope you guys are being careful out there because I guess the rain is everywhere. I haven't gone to the Doppler yet.
What about the Super Doppler, the Mega Doppler?
The Mega Doppler. I'll do that on the next break so I can tell people what's going on. But all I heard was Tiffany Terrell say it's bad everywhere.
Right.
So, man, I'm kind of with you. If we could just not have the rain during rush hour.
Because, I'm just over it. I've had enough.
Yeah. All I know is that my damn phone keeps going off every 5 minutes with weather alerts. Yeah. Because I got the AccuWeather app on there, and it's pretty cool, cause especially like if you know you're going to walk somewhere. I'm going to walk down to the bar. It takes me 10 minutes. If it says rain in 8 minutes, I mean, it's right.
Right.
So I'll just, all right, never mind. I'm not going. But man, it's been going off like almost every 5 minutes now for all day long and really all week long. That weather radar does not look good now that I look at it as we go to the Doppler. there's a lot of yellow and red, and it's all kind of moving through the Houston area and heading off to the east. So Baytown, you're getting pummeled. All the red stuff just passed us, basically, but it's over downtown Houston now.
All right.
And heading towards Channelview and Pasadena. So basically, wherever you are, you're getting rain. Be careful. Just, yeah. Seven, Sebastian, root for divorce. you know, I don't know, man. Hey, well, I don't know if we have enough time left in this segment to get to this, so I'm gonna save it for the next segment. But there's a billboard in our state that I wanted to share with you to get your reaction to.
I saw on Jong. I know you probably keep. I don't know if you even keep up with this anymore. Do you ever look at NBA mock drafts anymore?
From time to time, I do.
Have you looked at any this year? What site do you like to use?
I think it's NBADraftNet.com or something like that.
So, is HoopsHype.com a site you're familiar with?
Yes.
Okay. I looked at their mock draft to see where they had guys going, and they have Luka Doncic going number 5 to Dallas. And for the purposes of honesty here, like he's the guy I know the least about because he didn't play college ball. I've seen very little of him other than highlights. But I do know that he's like a point guard. He's a big point guard. He's like 6'6", 6'7", but he's a point guard. And on HoopsHype.com, they do a comparison, like a player comparison of who this guy, his NBA equivalent. HoopsHype.com says Luka Doncic, a 6'7 point guard, his NBA comparison is Tony Kukoc.
It's not bad. It's not.
Did you know Tony Kukoc ever to play point guard in
no,
the NBA?
No, but I don't think this guy's going to play point guard either.
Oh, I think he will.
I
think at a minimum he'll play shooting guard, which
he's
not a forward.
But you're not going to be able to defensively. He's not going to be able to cover most points. So, I mean, maybe offensively he does. But
Fred,
I think that's one of those guys.
I got news for you. Steph Curry defensively is not able to cover most point guards.
No,
James Harden's not able to cover most point guards.
Yeah, well, when they want to put effort into it, they can.
Yeah,
they're going to at least be functional. I don't know that he's quick enough to handle most guys on the perimeter out there. But I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him. He's foreign.
The DeAndre Ayton comparison, David Robinson.
Oh, come on! Stop with this. We talked about this yesterday.
Is the comparison always too good?
Yeah. I don't hear any comparisons to Hasheem Thabeet.
There's rarely those. There's rarely like, oh, this guy's not going to be good. Let's compare him to a really bad. I mean, there's some that are like reasonable. Colin Sexton, his comparison, Eric Bledsoe.
Okay, that's fair.
That's reasonable, right?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's also not unreasonable to think that some of these guys can actually play in the league. Some of them are actually going to be great players.
Yeah, but I think there will be probably two or three players that turn into really good to great players. But if you're gonna, you can't compare all of them in the top 10 to great players.
So
that's just silly.
One of my, I did on my Sports Map article tomorrow. This is a radio tease, a Sports Map tease. I had four major thoughts. And, I, like, expanded on all of them after the initial statement. And statement number three is, Trae Young is not the next Steph Curry. And everybody's at Trae Young's the next Steph. I'm like, dude.
Didn't they say that about the last kid from Oklahoma?
What are you guys seeing?
Buddy Hield, wasn't he supposed to be the next Steph Curry?
Yeah, none of these guys are the next Steph Curry. The next Steph Curry doesn't exist yet.
Well, maybe if he went to Man Centers, he would be.
Maybe. Under protest, I'll agree with that. Man Centers, the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed except for the name. And they want you to know about low testosterone and how it can affect fertility. You know, sometimes our testosterone counts are low. We don't even really know it. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. This isn't about injections. The other guys, they recommend injections. Man Centers doesn't. They're trying to focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And I don't know about you guys, I can't afford shrinkage. I just can't. I can't have that at this point in my life. I need everything I got. If you're currently on testosterone injections, they provide a way out, guys. They've got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, is the home of the free general male wellness checkup. Stop in. It's $150 in value you're getting for free. They'll check you out for free. Just by all you got to do is tell them, hey, I heard about you guys on ESPN 97.5. AJ told me to go by. Call today to set up your appointment. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, is now booking appointments on Saturdays. Those appointments fill up quickly, so call today or book your appointment online at mancenters.com. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at the Urban Star Bar in the Galleria, Hyatt Regency, which is one of our places we come once a month, and we love it here. They take care of us. We get lots of cool things here, like great food, waiting on some wings. They had terrific drinks here. And this place is great if you're having an event. It's a terrific place to host it. Let's say you're going to have one of those management retreats. You should retreat over here. And I'm telling you, if I ever get another side piece, this is where we're hanging out.
Yeah.
It's a perfect place for that, too. A couple things from the text line.
Go ahead.
Sorry. What?
Jason Bowman says, my two favorites that I always remember, NBA comparisons, Josh McRoberts, Chris Webber, but less athletic, and Adam Morrison, Larry Bird.
Because
didn't quite work out that
because
way.
He's white and ugly.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Josh McRoberts, they compared him to a black guy.
Yeah.
Of course, they had to put the side note in, a less athletic
of course.
Black guy.
Heady, though. He was
right.
Heady.
Right.
Actually, Michelle, who's now taking over for Tyler, who's another one who's going to get a damn ring tonight. Somebody texted earlier that, you know, it's just like any kind of meaningless memorabilia. He said he's got stuff from the UT game. You know, it's just stuff you collect. I get that. I'm just not into memorabilia at all. I never have been. I've had a few items over the years. My brother collects stuff like crazy. I'm pretty sure he's gone to one of these games to get a ring. But he does have one cool. He's got a USFL gambler's helmet signed by Jim Kelly.
Oh, nice.
Because when Jim Kelly was in town for one of the shows, he went and got it signed. That's pretty badass.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if he dies, I'd like that. But
if Jim Kelly dies?
No, if my brother dies, I'd like to get the helmet. I want that, and I want the hockey stick that he wound up with that I was supposed to have that was signed by all the original Arrows, including Gordie Howe and Mark Howe and Marty Howe.
Nice.
Now, it's pretty faded now, so you can barely make out the names. But that was mine. I don't know how you wound up with it. Oh, because he collects the stuff and I don't. That's why. Somebody asked, any suggestions of places that an extremely new poker player can go to watch or learn, or places that host classes for beginners? We were going to do a couple of beginner learner tournaments at one of the rooms, and then that kind of fell through. I'd still like to do that with one of these poker clubs. It just needs to be close to home for me.
I just feel like I'm not the right person to teach people how to play poker.
No, because you'd be taking their money while you were teaching them.
No, I just think that the way that I play is probably not the best way to teach people.
I wasn't going to teach them how I play. What I was going to teach them is, you know, kind of some basics for how to play in position, what hands to play, how to play once you get post-flop. I mean, most of these tournaments and really most of the cash games, most of the tournaments, it's pre-flop action. I'm not going to be able to teach people how I play post-flop because so much of it is based on the other players.
Right.
And that's not something I can ever, but I can give them enough tips. And I think it's worth doing because it'll be fun. And we do that all the time. We used to do that all the time in my place. I'd have friends over that learned a lot. And then they felt like, okay, now I'm going to go to the room and try to play. But until I get a poker room in Edo, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I need one down there. I'm willing to invest in it and be a part of it. But I need one down there so that I can walk to it to play. Because I know how I'll get. I'll be there and play cash for 7 hours and
right.
probably have a few drinks, and then I have to try to drive home. So, but no, I don't really know of a place. Michelle, you know of any place? You're like a poker genius. No, to learn, like a beginner place.
Yeah, but you learn if you learn to play poker, playing no. free poker.
Good luck when you get it
yeah, over the table.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
It is. It's like and so many people. It used to be online. You can't do it anymore. But you could go play for free online, and people would win hundreds of thousands of dollars of online free money. And then when they start playing for free, suddenly it's like, oh, wait a minute, we don't get royal flushes and quads every hand.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, it's. It playing, and they do have, I know there's a lot of poker leagues out there that you can play for free, and it's good for the basics, but the problem is you're going to get into a bunch of people who think they can play who really can't, and some can. There's some good players that play those things, but for the most part, it's just like that one woman that used to show up at all the Blitz stuff that played in Michelle's league who thought she knew every rule of poker, and it's kind of, it just was so annoying to play with, and... You know, I don't find that useful. So, somebody says Texas City to Beaumont. Love the show. Hate the rain. That's a haul. 281 delivering pizzas right now in Pasadena. R.I.P. to me.
Sorry.
409 says, go ahead and retire. We got T-Ball Willie that can take your spot.
Oh, that'd be great. Me and T-Ball Willie doing the blitz.
Yeah, I don't think that would. Meh.
Maybe we'll do a triple threat. Maybe OU Mike in.
OU Mike, who made a comment earlier about how much he likes Mac Brown now because he let Adrian go to OU.
Listen, it's one man's trash, I guess.
I are listening. You is dumb. Matt, please read that on air. Well played, sir. I have an autograph from Harbaugh when he was quarterback for the Colts on a mini football. That's pretty cool.
But. I have a little bit of stuff like that. Like, I have a so I was on the sidelines at the 2005 National Championship game, and I took a picture of Vince Young when the confetti was coming down, and, like, him looking up and like, watching the confetti fall down on him. And I got that blown up, and I had him sign it for me. I have a couple baseball. Like, I have a Mickey Mantle baseball and a Joe DiMaggio baseball.
Those are pretty good.
I went to a card show with my dad when I was little.
Those kind of things are great, yes.
That stuff's cool. But, like,
somewhere my grandmother's allegedly, we haven't been able to find it, but there's a Babe Ruth signed baseball somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's apparently in the attic, and we've looked for it for years and haven't found
it. It's gone. Your brother has it.
It probably.
He sold it.
Sneaky little bastard.
He sold it.
No, I have
He sold it for drug money.
The only thing I have in my closet is, like, I have... 3 signed cards of Clyde, Akeem, and Barkley.
Akeem with an A?
No, he was Akeem with the H.
Oh,
by then.
Okay.
Well, it's
okay.
when Clyde, Barkley, and Akeem were all on the same team, and it was all their playing cards, and they're signed by all 3.
Oh, that's cool.
But I don't display it. It's just in a box somewhere.
Maybe you should put that in on the wall in your office. Take down a picture of you. Put that up.
No, I'm not doing that.
You like those guys, just not that much.
No, no. But I don't even know what that's worth. I would probably sell it before I do anything.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I go down there pretty regularly, actually. Anytime my bike needs service, I take it there because I trust them to work on my bike. But I've also demoed a couple bikes out there. There's a bunch of awesome bikes right now at Republic Harley-Davidson. You want a new bike for the ROT rally? Now's the time to get one. You buy a new 2018 Harley, you'll get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation. That's only at Republic Harley-Davidson. The numbers are in. Republic Harley-Davidson tops in customer satisfaction around the region. The national average is 9.57. District average is 9.48. Republic, 9.76. Domination, Holmes. And bike night's coming up tomorrow night, Thursday, June 21st, 6 p.m., live music out there. The midnight release will be there. There'll be free food, drinks, and door prizes. And you can register to win that free Harley-Davidson that they're giving away in October. You can only register to win at bike nights, so make sure you swing by. Whatever your Harley need, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Let the borders fly, let them rain. My life, my love, my driving can't run. Hey, you turn me on, believer.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Urban Star Bar, the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. A couple things from the text line, and we'll get to the gym of the day in a little bit. It's not Edo, douche. It's East End. All right, you know what? I'm first off,
douche.
Suck it, douche.
You're the douche. He
no,
said it.
No,
he called you a douche first. Yeah, you got to come up with something different.
Penis face.
Okay. You're a douche. He's a penis face.
I'm actually kind of sensitive to that because I have a lot of friends who grew up there, but I think the way it's kind of defined now, the area where, like, Lucky's and all that is that Lightning? Jeez. That's actually Edo. East End is when you get past Scott. So if you live on the east side or East End, that's, you know, technically Edo's part of that, but that has become its own little area. And there's enough places called that down there. So
I thought maybe he was calling you a douche because you live in Edo.
Maybe.
But I know there's a lot of them down there.
But I'm not going to call him a douche. I'm just going to...
You're going to call him a penis face.
No, I'm going to tell him to go bleep himself.
Okay. With his penis face.
Yeah, yeah. He can probably bend down and do that.
That's right.
Somehow.
Logistically, that makes sense.
I have one of Reed Ryan's high school baseball hats signed to me by Nolan Reed and Reese. That's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
It's a little different. She heard you on the straw.
No, I went up there and tried to find one.
713 says, give me 15 minutes and I can teach him how to play poker. I'm an officer listening in my patrol car. Everyone stay inside because I don't want to get wet from bad drivers.
True.
Yeah. You know, I always feel for officers when the weather's like this.
But I honestly also feel like it gives me an extra 2 or 3 miles per hour leeway.
God, yeah, if you can... But like, if you can go that fast, because everybody's driving so damn slow.
So normally, let's say you're on the highway and the speed limit's 70. What do you feel comfortable setting your cruise at?
79. Right.
That's me too.
9 miles an hour above.
If it's pouring rain, I'm going 82, 83 because...
If I can, the problem is most people are going so damn slow.
Yeah.
They slow down and there's traffic.
But I feel like a cop's really got to want to pull me over.
Yeah.
And he's got to really want it.
And I know he's thinking, man, I don't want to get out in this rain. I'm not going to get him for 82. I'm going to let him go. And, you know, but then when there's accidents, they have to. So I kind of feel for those guys. He says, I miss having baseball cards and going to the baseball card shop, football cards, all that stuff. Really fun to collect. It's weird how they went out of style. Yeah. So... Stalker Brian, I'm driving from Orange to Tomball, so other people need to stop complaining. Yeah, that's not very far. Jeez, that's a tough ride, man. Man, I'm getting a lot of friggin', I hope we get divorced now. I kind of take that as a compliment.
They want you to stay around.
And I'd like to stay. Boy, it almost happened last night, actually, for those of you who are pro-divorce, because... I basically told her I'm not doing the Canada trip this year. I'm not going to be off air for 2 weeks while we have the number one show in the city. And that didn't go over very well.
Yeah, I would say not.
And it, you know, I got the, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to have my parents thing. And we do this every year. And so I think the compromise is, boy, I think we're going to get struck by lightning. That was like right behind us. That's two in a row now. But, so the compromise is I'm going to go for the second week, but I'm trying to find an excuse, hint, Michelle, for you to make a party for us or something where I could say, I can't do it, sorry. Yeah, because I...
We should do Sunfest then.
Yeah, that's it, Sunfest.
No.
Oh, that already passed.
I almost turned my mic on for that, no.
You know what? I'll tell you what. This is how I know I've made it at this company. Like... For the last several years, they've asked me to go to Sunfest, and I always have to come up with an excuse of why I can't go to Sunfest. This year, they were just like, we're not even going to bother asking. Like, no one asked me to show up at Sunfest.
Actually, it's been the last 2 years because I had to MC that thing up until 2 years ago. And
I went one time.
You skydived.
I skydived one time there, and that I made my appearance. I said hello to everybody, and I left. And every other year, I've been like, you know, I've got a sports hernia I have to have removed, or you know.
Well, last year's the first one I missed because
I'm adopting a child.
Thanks for that support, by the way.
Right.
That. Yeah.
Listen, if you guys would start doing Sunfest
Like, in Houston, I would go to it. Well, Galveston's like a million miles away. I can't deal with it.
Last year's the first one I missed because it would, actually, that's when we were in Canada. We went early. I think the year before that, I was giving out the awards, and some drunk, long-haired dude...
A long-haired hippie?
...comes up and starts telling me how much better 1560 is than us and how we suck and was getting really belligerent. And I'm kind of like, you know...
You should have turned around and said, yeah, I'm with you, man. To hell with this place.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of saying. It's like, oh, yeah, 1560, much better than 97.5. Right. You know, and I'm glad you're the one person who can hear it, but that's okay. I didn't say anything like that. I just was going to...
I think 1560 does Vietnamese radio.
They do.
Now.
They do. Yeah. So I hope he's enjoying that.
I love their spring rolls.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight, yeah. Who says drive safe out there? The rain is bad. That's, you know.
The problem is now with this weather... driving in the rain doesn't bother me that much, but my truck is about a block and a half from here.
Oh, and I'm so stupid because I bought an umbrella that I keep in the car for just such situations. Guess where it's sitting? In the trunk.
In the car.
It's sitting in the trunk. Yep, I'm a dumb. Not well played, Fowler.
I'm just going to wrap this napkin around my head like a turban.
Well, I'm going home from here, so if I get wet, so what?
So be it.
Yeah. All right, there's music going on. We're going to take a quick break. My God, we've got so many texts here today. I'll try to catch up.
For a second, I was like, man, the show's flying by. But then I realized we still have a whole nother hour to go. It's not flying by.
Yeah.
It's going at the normal rate.
But Beth's pointing to herself. Oh, I'm here. It'll go fast.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Challenge accepted, Leland. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.